Ivy and I were driving back from up north yesterday, and at one point, Ivy comments about a guy passing us. Now, we cruise. We put the cruise control at 80 on the freeways, and we just sit there, and, you know, some people pass. This guy blew by us. And she goes, look at that. And I look over, and the guy's staring at his phone. Got to be doing close to 90. And it makes you think, what in the world are these people doing? My next guest is trying to do something about that after a tragic loss in his family 5 years ago now. Steve Kiefer is the president of General Motors International, chairman of the Kiefer Foundation, a foundation that was set up after his son Mitchell was killed by a distracted driver just over 5 years ago, and they're trying to do something about it. Half of the states in America have, and he wants to continue that trend. Steve, good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for letting me join today.
Yeah, take a moment and just tell us a quick overview of the day 5 years ago you lost your son.
Yeah, it was a beautiful Monday morning 5 years ago. My son Mitchell was in his first month at Michigan State University. He was driving up on dry roads. The sun was out. Traffic started to back up a little bit along I-96 in Ingham County. Mitchell slowed down, and unfortunately, the young lady behind him did not. She was distracted, and she rear-ended Mitchell at about 82 miles an hour, driving him across a very narrow grass median into oncoming traffic, where he was hit by a truck and killed instantly.
So, obviously, this is something that is personal to you. You work for General Motors. You work for a company that makes transportation. You work for a company, so you're intimately involved with that for a career. You lose your son here, but just like Ivy and I saw yesterday, this guy had to be doing close to 90. He's got the phone right up in his face. He's not looking at anything in front of him. And when you're going 90 miles an hour, in 2 seconds' time, you cover a tremendous amount of real estate. How do we stop this from happening? It's happened in several states. You're pushing in your home state of Michigan now to get this so that it's a primary traffic offense to drive while texting or talking or any of it, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. We refer to these as hands-free laws. These laws have been put in place in 24 states in the nation, in every state. It essentially makes it illegal to hold the phone while you're in the car. You can still use phone-mounted systems and voice-to-text if required. You can connect, through Bluetooth. But the idea is to keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. In the 24 states that these laws have been implemented, the crashes have been reduced significantly, deaths and even insurance rates have been reduced significantly. And I would even point out also, every developed nation in the world has similar laws. It is crazy that we don't have this in this state and that we've got opposition for these types of laws in this state.
According to the official statistics from the Highway Traffic Safety Administration, about 3,000 Americans are killed each year by distracted drivers or being a distracted driver themselves. But the actual numbers, according to my reading, might be more like 20,000. I mean, it's as bad as drunk driving. If you're driving a 5,000-pound piece of machinery or 8,000-pound piece of machinery and you're not paying attention, it's as dangerous as drunk driving, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, the data says that it's more dangerous than drunk driving. Some say anywhere between 3 and 10 times more dangerous, because as you pointed out in your opening comments, when you look at a text, on average, it's about 4.6 seconds that your eyes are off the road. So you're essentially driving blindfolded for, 4.5, 5 seconds. And that, again, is even worse than drunk driving.
Yeah, so you're off the road. You're not where you're supposed to be mentally, which means watching the traffic around you, whatever's going on, red light, lights change, somebody comes into your lane, whatever it might be. And people pay a price that is a big price. In fact, I want to play a little bit of tape here because for you, it is not just you. It has become a family initiative. The Kiefer Foundation is a family effort involving all of your people in your family, including your two daughters. I want to play this for the folks. Listen.
Hi, my name is Alexa Kiefer.
And I'm Juliana Kiefer,
and our brother was killed by a distracted driver. So now we have tips for all of you on how to stay focused on the road while driving. Turn on Do Not Disturb mode before getting behind the wheel in order to keep yourself from looking at notifications on your phone while driving. Arrive alive, don't text and drive.
So let me ask you real quickly. because we don't have a lot of time here. Why would lawmakers in any state be opposed to keeping distracted drivers off the road or making it a, you know, a driving offense, a 2-point ticket, a 4-point ticket, whatever it may be, Steve? Why would anybody oppose this?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to explain it because it makes no sense. I will tell you the very illogical and, you know, sort of embarrassing arguments I've heard from some of the legislators. They usually put it in the category of civil liberties. They'll basically say, hey, listen, you've made me get vaccinated. You've made me wear masks. And now you're telling me I can't even talk on my phone in the car. Again, it's illogical because, you know, as we say, you're perfectly capable and under this law allowed to talk on your phone as long as it's in a hands-free mode and the phone is mounted or out of sight. So, you know, the arguments are just, you know, completely illogical. The other arguments you'll often hear is that there's other forms of distraction that this doesn't cover. And again, it's illogical. It's really just a smokescreen and a delay tactic to not do something. And I think until people have this type of occurrence changed their life, like lose a loved one as we did, I don't think it really hits these people. And I think the legislators are just, you know, really being extremely difficult and naive on, you know, what these laws could do.
Steve, I want you to tell people where they can find out more about the Kiefer Foundation, what you're doing, how they can help, how they can get a hold of their lawmakers. We only got about 20 seconds, so tell them where they can find out more and get involved.
You can learn more about Mitchell and the Kiefer Foundation at mkiefer.org. That's mkiefer.org. And you can also go to handsfreemichigan.org. These are two places that you can get more information on Mitchell's story. But more importantly right now is how you can reach out to these legislators and demand hands-free legislation this year. We know it will save lives, and it may be your child's life that we save this year.
Steve Kiefer, I tip my hat to you. It's a difficult journey you're making, but one that is necessary. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate your support.
We'll take a quick break. Let you think about that for a moment. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.